You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. More Trump administration cuts look to affect literacy, health care, and other vital programs throughout the state. Lisa Hale has more.
Cuts to AmeriCorps by the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, means dozens of projects throughout Wisconsin will be stopped, and over 400 AmeriCorps members who have been working in the state on issues like literacy, homelessness, and health care are out of a job. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said in a news release Tuesday that Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit challenging those cuts. AmeriCorps is a federal agency created by President Bill Clinton 30 years ago. Evers said the impacts of closing these AmeriCorps programs will be felt immediately and over the coming months by thousands of Wisconsin residents.
And school districts are reaching out to lawmakers about funding. Joanne Krulatz explains.
During a budget hearing Monday in Hayward, superintendents of small northern Wisconsin school districts asked the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to fix the state funding formula.
We're rich in lake property, but our children, our families are socially, economically disadvantaged. All right? The funding formula does not work for us.
If you could work on a school funding system that would fairly help all schools in all parts of the state, be greatly appreciated. I've lived in Door County, Grant County, Lafayette, Monroe, and I've seen the funding differences.
In districts like Birchwood, local families are being penalized for high property values that they themselves cannot afford.
Every time a district does not pass the referendum and the gaps get bigger and kids lose and communities lose, please do the moral thing and fund your public schools. Thank you.
Wednesday was the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Lisa Hale reports on the dedication of the only permanent monument to the Wisconsin veterans who died in that war.
April 30th, 2025 marked the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Vets and Friends Coffee House Incorporated is a nonprofit organization that provides free meals to veterans. They raised the funds and built the only permanent wall monument in the state to honor the 1,279 Wisconsin soldiers who died in the Vietnam War.
Thomas Daisy Jr. Mina. Edward Iden Jr. Winnicottie.
Jim Marone of Nina is a Vietnam vet and attended the dedication.
It's surprising that how many of them I already knew, but when I look back, we were all only 19 years old or so. We were kids, and I don't think any of us really believed in what was going on over in Vietnam, but at that time, it was the draft.
The memorial is tucked in a courtyard behind a building at 2508 North Richmond Street in Appleton. It is free to visit and is available day or night, thanks to motion sensor lights. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing tips on keeping black bears away as the weather starts to warm up. They say there are an estimated 24,000 black bears in Wisconsin who will be exiting their dens and searching for food in new territory now. People should keep their garbage and pet food inside, remove bird feeders, and properly clean and store grills. If a black bear does approach your property, you should try to scare it away with loud noises from a safe distance. And the general inland fishing season opens statewide tomorrow. We've got over 15,000 inland lakes, 42,000 miles of streams and rivers, 1,000 miles of Great Lakes shoreline, and 260 miles of the Mississippi River, giving anglers ample opportunity to wet a line over opening weekend. And if you need help picking a place to fish, or if you just want to explore new waters, the new Wisconsin Fishing Finder helps. It's online, and it's a one-stop shop for fishing regulations, launch locations, access points, stocking information, and more. And of course, the rules are, if you're 16 and older, you need a fishing license. It's $20, and you can get it online at Go Wild. And beware of the rivers this weekend. They are high across the state and rushing, and also filled with tree debris from Monday's severe storms. And as for the weather tomorrow, it'll be dry and sunny up north, with some lingering showers far south in the morning. Unruly fan behavior has caught the attention of the Wisconsin school officials, and now a new measure is in place to discourage it. Jimmy Cuska tells us more.
Administrators at Wisconsin high schools voted at the WIAA's annual meeting to require spectators ejected from events to take a free online course in sportsmanship. The course, offered by the NFHS, takes less than 1 hour to complete. It's in addition to a previous rule requiring any ejected spectators to serve a one-game suspension from events at the venue they were tossed from. The measure easily passed at the 2025 annual meeting by a 335-67 vote margin. The requirement goes into effect at the end of May.
And Titletown's Summer Fun Days Showcase will feature country star Josh Turner. And it's a free concert. Lisa Hale has the details.
The free event of outdoor fun and activities is from 3 until 10 o'clock on June 7th. The free concert will start at 8:30. No ticket is needed. Free parking will also be available in the Titletown and Lambeau Field parking lots.
And a group of Democratic state lawmakers visited western Wisconsin last week to highlight recently introduced climate legislation. The Climate Accountability Act was introduced last month, calling on the state legislature to develop a plan to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030. The legislation comes as federal support for climate initiatives dries up, forcing states to pursue their own plans. State Representative Christian Phelps says there's no scenario where we don't pay, either on investments in renewable energy or on addressing the effects of climate change. And the Ice Bucket Challenge has been circling Wausau, and the Wausau School District said challenge accepted. Both East and West High School mascots dumped icy cold water all over Superintendent Cal Bushman. You can see it on the district's Facebook page. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Brewer baseball tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It should be a packed house tonight when the Brewers host the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Game one of a three-game weekend series. Right-hander Ben Brown on the mound tonight for Chicago against the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Good news on the return of Brandon Woodruff, who pitched 5 2/3 innings for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, allowing just one run on three hits as he comes back from that shoulder surgery.
Feel pretty good. Each and every outing has been a little different in terms of the way the body feels, but feels great. Shoulder felt good. Now it's just more about, as I'm getting into these outings after a year and a half, I think this is my fourth one, it's all about getting the delivery in place and just trying to execute pitches.
NFL, the Packers beginning their three-day rookie minicamp today in Green Bay. In Madison, a loss for the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team. Sophomore Lola Schumacher deciding to enter the transfer portal. She's one of their best players. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese has yet another new project in the pipeline. Scorsese is producing a feature-length documentary about Pope Francis's education project, which was founded by the Pope and was picking up steam right before he passed away. The Pope's final interview will also be part of the film and was shot exclusively for the project. The film is called Aldeus, a New Story. There's no release date just yet. Director Ryan Coogler wants to reboot The X-Files, and he's got a big backer. Not that he needs one. The director seems to have the Midas touch, as all his films are profitable, including Creed, The Black Panther, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and now Sinners, which is a monster hit. Pun intended. He is talking about bringing The X-Files back and has an original cast member in Gillian Anderson excited about the idea. She is not committed yet, but is a big fan of Coogler and says she is open to it, which is basically a yes. Heist film fans, take note. Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry star in the new film Crime 101, and the response has been good enough to land not just a theatrical release, but one in a primo holiday weekend slot. The film will open February 13th on the coveted President's Day Valentine's Day weekend, according to Amazon Prime and MGM Studios. The story follows a detective trying to stop a string of jewel heists. The film also stars Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Barry Keoghan, and Nick Nolte. Love a good heist film. So what do you do after you've had a chart-topping lesbian country music hit? If you're Chappell Roan, you become an actress. TheWrap.com reports that the singer recently met with her idol, director John Waters. The two hit it off as Waters suggested the possibility. When Roan said, "I'm not an actress, I'm a singer," Waters replied, "Every singer is an actress." Roan's response, "If John Waters says I'm an actress, maybe I am. Maybe she is." You don't often hear of a big 41st anniversary celebration, but in the case of the film, This is Spinal Tap, it is very warranted. Why, might you ask? ask, is the number 41 a big deal? Because a long-awaited sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be released in September. With that in mind, it seems like the perfect time to re-release the original that tells the story of the loudest band in England embarking on a catastrophic American tour. This is Spinal Tap is the brainchild of an incredibly talented foursome, which includes Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Rob Reiner. All four men wrote the script and are part of the cast. Reiner directs. Ditto for the sequel, as they reprise the same roles with Reiner at the helm again. The remastered original will be available July 7th in various theaters, and the sequel drops September 12th. The amps in the original went up to 11. We'll just have to find out if they are even louder in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. Cool, too, with a high in the low 50s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few showers early, then just cloudy, low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, better, warmer, upper 50s on Sunday. Sunshine with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.